again, church. My name is Bill Ludwig. I have been the pastor here for a really long time, like 3.5 months. It's crazy. And it's been awesome to be here. I will say most all of my previous ministry experience, our family's ministry experience, we've spent either starting new churches in various places, mostly around the state of Ohio, or helping other people start new churches kind of all over the planet. And it's really exciting. And one of the things I love most about that is to kind of come into a moment of chaos and get around a group of people and help them speak sort of the vision of who they are into existence together. It's one of the most magical things I've ever seen happen, and I'm kind of hooked on that. And so one of the bummers then, I'm saying this up front, one of the bummers is stepping into a church that's already has had that magic moment and it's passed. I feel kind of let down sometimes when I come in to work with other churches. And when I got here, even though we were in a point of transition, I found out we already had this statement that the community called Five Stones Community Church had already had their magic moment, had already had order formed from chaos as they spoke kind of the words of their identity over one another. And I was a little bit bummed until I really sat with it for a little while. And over the last 3.5 months, I've come to actually watch how we live this out together. And so I want to tell you that I am so totally stoked to introduce to you today sort of our identity statement, who we are as Five Stones Community Church. And so I want to put that up. John, if you can go ahead and put that up. We are an authentic community, intentionally growing together into fully devoted followers of Christ. Now, these words weren't put together in some haphazard way. They're not on accident, right? People worked hard on this to craft them so they would say just what they felt God leading them to be, leading us to be. And so this morning, I know some of those words are big, like authentic, intentional, right? These are words that get used in all kinds of different ways. So we're going to kind of break it down a little bit this morning. We're going to do that by way of one of my favorite passages of Scripture in all of the Bible, and that is found in Ephesians 2, and we're going to cruise through chapters 1 through 10. And so let's read this a little bit, and we're going to stop along the way, kind of like pilgrims, right? Like tourists, if you will, kind of stopping and taking a look at the things that are important for us to take a look at as we explore who we are as Five Stones through this text. So this is in the Message version, by the way. It's also in the back of the pews there. And if you don't have a Bible, feel free to take one of those with you today. Or if you have Bibles, but you don't have that version of the Bible, feel free to take it with you. It's kind of a different way of reading, and I find that it's helpful sometimes in understanding some text differently. So let's read this together, not out loud. I'll read it for us. It wasn't so long ago that you were mired in that old stagnant life of sin. You let the world, which doesn't know the first thing about living, tell you how to live. You filled your lungs with polluted unbelief and then exhaled disobedience. What a beautiful imagery. It wasn't long ago that we were all together in this. Go ahead to the next slide. We all did it, all of us, doing what we felt like doing when we felt like doing it, all of us in the same boat. It's a wonder God didn't lose his temper and do away with the whole lot of us. Next slide. Instead, immense in mercy and with an incredible love, he took our sin-dead lives and made us alive in Christ. He did all of this on his own with no help from us, and then he picked us up and he set us down in the highest heaven in company with Jesus, our Messiah. Paul, in this section of Scripture, is describing you and describing me, describing the church, describing believers. It wasn't long ago, that we were stuck in this sin-dead life, just doing whatever we wanted, and I would kind of say sometimes doing whatever we thought we had to, right, in order to live through that moment or live through that day. And all of sort of the colors of our life are bound up in this picture of who we've become as we've tried to do what we needed to do to make it through that day or that moment or that relationship or that season. You filled your lungs with polluted unbelief, exhaled disobedience, right? And so when it comes to the first part of who we are as Five Stones, that statement, we are an authentic community. When we touch this word authentic, it can mean different things, right? We can go to an authentic restaurant, right? An authentic Sri Lankan restaurant, right? Where the cuisine is authentic, right? It's a faithful reproduction of the original. Authentic, in this case, can also mean that it's genuine. It's real. Five Stones Community Church is a genuine, real community. And here's why. And I've seen this over 3.5 months through this summer. I've seen this playing out in our lives, and it's so awesome that I can stand up here and say, yeah, this is us. We're genuine and we're real because we're all in the same boat, right? It wasn't so long ago that all of us were the same in the way that we followed after the things of the world, in the way that we developed coping mechanisms to get through those things in our lives that were hurt or were uncomfortable. It wasn't so long ago that Jesus himself came down and scooped each and every one of us up. But in the words of this text, he took our sin-dead lives and made us alive in him. All of it on his own, and then he picked us up and he set us down in the highest heaven in company with himself. Amazing, in all of his glory. We're the same, we're in the same boat in our sin, we're in the same boat in the way that he's rescued us. And this is the coolest thing. Paul uses this language in another place in the 4th chapter of his letter to the church at Ephesus when he says that we ought to be completely humble if we're going to live the life worthy of the calling we've received. And this word humble is like used as like a unit of measurement, right? So it's like, how do you measure up? And when Paul says be humble, he's saying recognize that in the standard unit of measurement that is Jesus Christ, the way that he is, none of us measure up to that. So we're all in the same boat. In sin or in rescued life, we're all in the same boat. We're all in the same need. And so we can be real because we're all the same in this. My pastor talks about how when he meets people for the first time, he never really meets them. He meets the version of them that they want him to meet. And he says it like this. He says, I think I understand this. He says, I am not who I think I am. I am not who you think I am. I am who I think you think I am. Did you guys get that? I'm not who I think I am. I'm not who you think I am. I'm who I think you think I am. And the whole reasoning behind that is because we hide from ourselves and from each other. We don't recognize that we're all in the same boat, both in our brokenness and in the glory of God that he's picked us up and raised us up to. We're all the same. And so Five Stones Community Church, we are a real community because we don't have to wear masks. And in my short time here already, you guys have shown me who you are. We've sat across the table and cried together. We've sat across the table and screamed about what is going on in each other's lives, and we've laughed. And oh my gosh, we are a real community. And it's so exciting for me to come in here to a community that already knows who they are and is already living the vision, the dream that God has breathed into us. We are real. We are real. The text continues in Ephesians. Go ahead and bring that up next. Now, God has us where he wants us, convinced of our need of him and absolutely immersed in his love and in the strength of his rescue. He has us where he wants us with all the time in this world and the next to shower grace and kindness upon us in Christ Jesus. Saving is his idea and all his work. All we do is trust him enough to do it. It's God's gift from start to finish. We don't play the major role. If we did, you know how it would be. We'd go around bragging, yeah, we'd done the whole thing. No, we neither make nor save ourselves. God himself does both the making and the saving. And he creates each of us by Christ Jesus to join him in the work that he does, the good work that he's gotten ready for us to do, work that we had better be doing. It's amazing. We are an authentic, real community, intentionally growing together into fully devoted followers of Christ. Let's break that statement down a little bit more. What does it mean to be intentionally growing together? Well, there's a big clue in this text. We neither do the making nor the saving. God alone does it all. And there's this line that the translator here, Eugene Peterson, puts in here, and I think it's just devastatingly powerful. Devastating because it can just blow all our preconceptions of how we navigate this world, just blow them out of the water, and that is this. We have to trust him enough to let him do what he is going to do, what he desires to do. We have to trust him enough to let him put us back the way that we are supposed to be. We have to trust him enough to find us in that sin-dead place, scoop us up, lift us up, and sit us down next to him at the table of life. Intentionally growing together. And since I've been here, I've witnessed you asking questions about what Jesus is doing in your life. I've seen you come to the table and say, God, why is it like this? Oh my gosh. Trusting that he not only hears, but that he will answer. Trusting that he not only knows the context of your life, but he is all up in it with you. This is his thing, to rescue his kids, to come into this place, to make us right. Doesn't happen overnight, though, does it, church? And so here we are together, a real community, letting the masks go, presenting ourselves as we really are, walking together on this journey, holding on to his hand, holding on to her hand, holding on to the next hand, right? Like a bunch of baby ducks being led to the safety of the water. That's us, intentionally growing together into fully devoted followers of Christ. The last section of this text, if we can go back one. He creates each of us by Christ Jesus to join him in the work he does. The good work he's gotten ready for us to do, work we had better been doing. Now, if you've been around here all summer, you know that I've brought this text up multiple times. Ephesians 2:10, in the NIV or in some of the other translations you might have with you today, it'll say something like this, for we are his craftsmanship, made in Christ Jesus for the good works that he set aside for us to do. This idea that he's made us, that we're his artwork, we're his poema. What does it mean to be a fully devoted follower of Christ? In the rabbinical language of the day, rabbis and disciples, in the rabbinical language of this first century context, if you are following a rabbi, it's because the rabbi says, come follow me. I think that you can do what I do. I think that you can be like me. So what does it look like to be a fully devoted follower of Christ, our rabbi? To follow him, to become like him, to do what he put in us to do that is like what he does, like what he desires to do. For our friends, for our spouses, for our coworkers, for our community. Oh, it's so amazing. It's so amazing to know that this is a church that says our mission is to help everyone figure out what that is for their lives. What is your poema? What is the specific masterpiece that God breathed into being when he created you in your mother's womb? to be a part of a congregation that says, we want to help everybody figure out what that is and then support them and cheer them on, inspire them, coach them, whatever it looks like to help them become that, to become fully devoted, to completely arrange our lives around becoming like the Master, living the life of Jesus that he intends for us to live. We are an authentic community intentionally growing together into fully devoted followers of Christ. We're called Five Stones, which isn't a name for a church that we run into very often in the world, but very intentional for us. So the way that we do this, the way that we live together as authentic, real community of people, intentionally trusting God to do what he's going to do in us so that we can follow him and arrange our lives around becoming like his son Jesus and doing what his son Jesus is doing in the world around us. The way that we do that is through using like that shepherd boy became King David, using five stones. Five smooth stones he put into his bag and approached the giant Goliath, right? We have five stones. So this is how we do. The first stone is acceptance. We're authentic. We're real. You're real. We're messed up. You're messed up. We're recovering. You're recovering. We're being scooped up and rescued. So are you. So we'll accept you. A community that's not afraid to be real. We welcome everyone and strive for honest connections with God and one another. I love this about us. I love it about us. We know that we don't measure up either. We also know that we have a hope and a future. And so do you. So come on in. Come on in. We're Five Stones Community Church. And the gates of hell cannot stand against us. Like that Goliath, like that giant, we pick up this stone and we sling it. And what the tool of the enemy, the desire of the enemy of our lives is to divide us, we say, no, come on in. Come on in. Welcome. You're one of us. You belong here. Another stone that we have is this. Inspired creativity. We live our lives as an act of worship. We embrace unconventional and personal responses to God. This is a part of that being real. This is a part of that being fully devoted followers. This is where the fun is, where you get to be you. And we get to stand back and go, oh my gosh, did you see the Jesus in her today? Did you see what Jesus just did in and through her today? It's amazing. And it's not always going to look like picking up an instrument or a microphone. It's not always going to look like standing up here and flapping your arms and talking to a room full of people. It's going to look like caring for your children. It's going to look like any number of things that you might do based on how God made you to be. Personal and creative responses to his love and his movement in our lives. It's where the fun is. It's where a guy like me gets to stand in front of a room like this and go, oh, wow, look at them all. God, this is gorgeous what you've made here and are making here today. We are that church, another stone that flings up against the gates of hell and says, no, 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 no. We don't have to all be the same to be real and comfortable. We can be who we were made to be. Generosity is another. Abundantly blessed. We invest our time and money and talents. We're stewards, not owners. And this is the thing. What do we invest it in? Since I've been here, I've watched you invest in each other. Oh, it's so gorgeous to spend time watching you spend time together. It's so amazing to watch you pray for one another. It's so amazing to see those of you who have particular skills or experiences or are doing something unique in your life to share that with someone else as they have a need or they have an interest. We're generous people. Spending time together, learning to trust God, to do what he's going to do. That's who we are. And it's real. It's real here. Amazing. We don't have to just get ours. We don't just have to make ourselves comfortable. We invest in each other and in the community around us. We've got another stone. Courage. Uniquely equipped to embrace transition. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. This church has been through a lot. The people who make up this church have been through a lot. And here we are, together. Uniquely equipped to embrace the transition. Life is constantly changing, but God is faithful. I stand here 3.5 months old into my role here, and I say, man, you are a bunch of warriors. And I don't say that in some cheesy way just to rah, 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 get you fired up. Man, some of you have been through the stuff in the last 3.5 months, in the last 3.5 days. But because you are a part of a community that is real, you are a part of a community that is intentionally invested in you and you in them, you are a part of a community that is accepting you, you are uniquely equipped in the Spirit of the living God to handle what comes at you. Now, we don't all do it perfectly. We don't all do it pretty. But there is a courage in this group that is phenomenal. It is real. We are that. We are that church that does not shrink away. We are those people that do not shrink away from what the enemy is pouring into our world. Next stone, activation. Again, one of my favorites. Our communities will look different as we each walk in our unique calling. Together we transform this world starting right where we are. You and I are his masterpiece, his poema, his piece of art, his sculpture, the finest cabinet ever made, the finest instrument ever crafted, the finest poem ever written, the finest novel ever imagined, the finest story ever told. That's you and that's me. And when we live more and more into who he's made us to be, the world changes around us. It does. The world changes around us. When a customer is in need of something in order to move towards the thing that they're meant to do, the salesman becomes Jesus. Opening doors and breaking bonds in their brain of imagination and equips them to step into that life. It equips them to step into the next thing. All of it, the work of the kingdom of heaven. We are these people. We have an identity. We're an authentic community. Oh my gosh. Real people, putting away the masks, intentionally growing together into fully devoted followers of Christ. This is who we are. We have a capacity to love one another. Psalm 119 says, when you enlarge my heart, I will run in your ways. We are those people whose God is enlarging our hearts through our circumstances, through our relationships, through the moment-by-moment experiences of our lives. And the result is we can love. We can love and run in his ways. Our capacity to love one another and others continues to grow and grow. And we have a destiny. We have a destiny to continue to make his kingdom real here in this community, real here on this campus, real here in these small businesses around this community, real here in this region, real here in this state, the kingdom of heaven. We have a destiny to live in such a way that people recognize that there's something else to this world. That's us. And to become rabbis ourselves as people imitate the Jesus in us as we walk with authenticity and realness before them. Listen, we are Five Stones Community Church, and the gates of hell cannot stand against us. When we rise, the gates fall. When we live, death loses its grip on the entire world. We are Five Stones Community Church, and we are beautiful. We are beautiful. Come and live with us. Come and experience the beauty of what Jesus is doing in us. I'd like to invite the band back up. And the songs that we sing now, I pray that you'll just rest in the lyrics, that you'll consider how they are true of you, true of your interaction with the Creator of the universe, true of the stirring of the Spirit inside of you. We are an authentic community, intentionally growing in the likeness of Christ into fully devoted followers of Him.